Hi bro, Ashish, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm doing good bro. How was accounts?
Oh God, do we have to talk about that? It went well, it was okay.
Bro, at least you guys had accounts, bro. We had camp. Like, imagine our situation, okay?
Yeah, I saw people, they were kind of depressed.
Oh man, it's a headache again. Anyways, hi, hello, welcome to Dash Podcast. Fill in whatever you want. Myself, SR, and here's your...
Yeah, I'm your co-host. I'm Ashish.
Yeah. So, Ashish, I was just wondering, okay, like, we're starting something new about this podcast, okay? So, I just thought, like, what kind of, you know, comments we would get if we do something like this? Obviously, we'll get some positive comments. Yeah, that is common. But most common is the negative comment. So, what is this negative comments like? I get criticism. Like, generally, you know, we get criticism for whatever we do, isn't it, Ashish?
Yeah,
I don't know. I face it more in my life. So I just thought, like, why don't we talk about negativity today? What do you think?
That is a good topic. That is an interesting topic.
Let's talk about negativity. So what I think about negativity is it's a bias in our tendency, not only to register negative stimuli more readily, but also to dwell on these events. Like, I would say, like, you know, imagine, like, I do something new. For example, I do this podcast. Out of 10 people, I would say maybe 4 to 5 guys will come and like, oh, bro, it's nice, bro. Keep doing it. But, you know, there'll be 2 or 3 guys, you know, who will be coming to us like,
always.
Bro, it's not good, bro. They're like, hey, kya kar rahe yaar? Don't do this and all. It's not nice. stop doing this. It's so cringe and all. So,
yeah.
I have seen this, bro. I have seen it from 8th grade.
Everyone, in your case, negativity is basically about, you know, whatever work you do. You know, since you're on YouTube and you're on Insta, you're posting stuff about, you know, you're interested towards the movies, you post stuff about that. Many people criticize you. There is some negativity. And that's towards you. That's your perspective of negativity.
True.
And for others, for example, for example, if you take me, negativity for me is the people around me and how they feel about me. So
society, bro, come on.
Okay, like that's an whole other topic, you know. Again, that depends on a person too, like how you look at the society and how, what part you're of the society. Like if you are the guy who's spreading negativity, then I don't think you have the right to say that you know, society is doing bad.
Exactly.
Right? You also are a part of it. Like you should also spread positivity.
Exactly, bro. Like, we are victims of negativity, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, just take an example of these times, okay? It's the COVID times in this pandemic, and we are doing something on our own. And still people, you know, spreading negativity online, you know? She just comes and talk false news about people. And why? Why is it so? Like, you know, spread love, I'm telling you. Spread love, spread peace. Why this unwanted kind of fights this happen? It's just irritating to watch. And
I just feel like, you know, so basically... I researched about it. I guess someone told me about it.
Uh-huh.
It's that everyone has some percentage of a psychotic behavior in them. Everyone. And recently, it has increased almost, it has almost doubled in everyone. I'll tell you for an example.
Yeah,
before
please.
When, like in the olden times, when someone, you know, gets hurt or something, we used to really worry about it.
Yeah.
But nowadays, if someone gets hurt, like, you know, we kind of somewhere inside our heart, we are glad that that happened. Like, you know, you got something
true,
to react
true, true.
To. You got, you know, you feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so that is a part of everyone nowadays. And that has increased. Before it was not like this, but now it has increased and it is increasing every day.
Yeah, bro. You know. That's, you know, that they get that, you know, that happiness or the satisfaction, you know, when someone they don't like, you know, and they're getting hurted or they're getting into pain. And the bit of the smile we'll be having inside deep into our hearts, you know, we'll be like, okay, fine. Yes, that's the time. That's how he needs to get it. I mean, I agree. He has done something to you earlier. Is it right, you know, to continue the same again? Like, because... As far as I know, I don't do that because all I just want to be is just, you know, be friendly with people because you never know at later stages of your life, you won't even have these people there. You'll be lonely enough, you know, scrolling this YouTube or Instagram. It's nothing, I'm telling you. It's just...
But again, that loneliness might take you to the good side or the evil side.
Yeah, that is again there, but I'm just telling you, negativity. I don't know, bro. But to be honest, you know, there should be methods, you know, which we should adopt, you know, to stop spreading negativity. Because at a later time, you know, what happens is when we spread negativity towards anything, later at any stage in our life, it comes back to us.
It comes back to
No,
you.
no
Exactly,
matter.
yeah.
Yeah, no matter what you do, you know, you be a top guy in the society, you be a doctor, you be an engineer, but those small things which you did early in your life, you know, it's going to cost you later. And it's going to
Yeah.
cost you so badly that you will regret life. Because,
But
like,
see,
yeah.
personally, yes, everyone used to say that what you're saying is to an extent correct, but nowadays what happens is that like people are doing such bad things and negative things and they are dumping into the society, but they are getting profits out of it. When people are saying they will get punished in the future, they will get punished in the future. But my point is that they lived their life. They lived it happily. They lived it with money and wealth. They lived it happily. At the end stage of their life, if they get punished, for example, they die like, I don't know, a year or two sooner, how does that going to matter? Like, that doesn't matter, right? Like, you lived a happy life.
True. That's what, bro. I mean, that's what. When we talk about negativity, you know, this topic is very common right now. Especially, you know, when you're, you know, more respected in the society. Okay, that's when people, you know, they have that ego in themselves. They're like,
Yeah.
hey, what is this guy, man? He's doing this thing. He's doing. People are looking only at him. We need to talk something bad about him. He should not be there. I mean, see, he has done something to prove himself in the society. Okay, and that
Yeah.
is why people are, you know, making a notice of him. And when you come and you come straight to him, he's like, no, false allegations. Why this false allegations, bro? I'm telling you talk with him, you spend time with him. I'm telling you are gonna like that man. Initially you hated him, finally you like him. That's how it is. But you keep telling about criticism, pessimism. What is this shit like, really?
Yeah, true. So what I believe, I'm not sure, it might be correct, it might be wrong, but what I believe, why they spread negativity or why they talk bad about the people who are successful is that they are kind of jealous that they couldn't be there.
But bro, do you think he's actually, you know, that so-called this thing enough to prove himself? But what he that others couldn't do? Because see, that guy, he did something to prove himself, but he himself is not. He's just talking about them, right? It's like it's just not good. Spreading false news is just not good to the society.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying why it's happening. But nowadays, false news is like, I don't know, it's just a part of us. People watching news have like they reduced it and now they believe memes more. Whatever comes with the memes, it's like it's more believable and trustable
Bro, I mean,
resource.
that's more than true, bro. I'm telling you, for the past 1.5 years, you see more memes than news.
Yeah,
Literally,
exactly.
because you know, I mean, they have a system in front of them, okay?
Yeah,
All they want.
I believe some newspapers started publishing memes in their columns. I think I'm not completely sure about
Yeah,
this.
bro, again, see, you come into the memes again. That's nicely you brought it into memes. But see, memes, what is memes meant to? It is meant to make people happier. Okay, it's meant to make
Yeah.
people happier. Okay, at least you can it can say in a simpler way. It's a pictorial method of, you know, telling what's happening in the society.
Yeah.
But some meme pages, you know, like, you know, 18 plus contents, and you know, trolling others, like literally trolling others. And I don't even know how do people even think of that. Like, for example, a particular guy loses some money on something. And the way they portray him, okay, as if he's a culprit, or you know, he's an anti-Indian or something like that. Why is that so? Like, I agree, you're jobless enough, you know, so jobless enough to sit
No,
and do
but
that thing.
you really can't say that. You really can't say that. Now there are many, Instagram pages who depend on memes and they earn millions of dollars. I am not even kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
They have.
that is what, bro. There are like two kind of people, I'm telling you. One who's doing very nice work, content creators, you know, and you know, they're getting respected a lot, you know, because at these time of times, you know, making people happy is a God gift,
Hard.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is what is something missing right now. And some people, they just, you know, take advantage of the social media, like, okay, whatever I put, what will happen, man? Who's
But
gonna kick
again,
me out?
content, like I just want to point out what you said, like content creators, they're making others happy. That is true, but like since everyone's at home, their views, subscribers, likes, everything has increased. Their demographic has increased because of pandemic, and that's why they started creating content. It's not their aim was not to make everyone happy.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, a YouTuber, a common YouTuber, if you take 10 years back, his aim was to entertain people, okay? And right now, you take a person, you ask him, he's like, bro, I'm going to start YouTube. You ask him why? I want to make money.
Exactly.
Simple.
Yeah,
he wants to make money. Simple. Yeah. He doesn't. He will copy contents from some other page. He'll take something, put the existing thing again. He's like, bro, I want views, bro. I want views. I want
that's a whole other, like, that's a whole other planet. Like, that's a whole other jungle inside, because content creation nowadays has a different meaning.
True.
Completely.
And, you know, yeah. And these people, you know, they don't put their own content. What they do is, you know, troll people. False allegations. Like, if for example, I'm talking about you, you're such a this thing. Like, why? Bro, you don't even know about that person. Okay. And why are you even talking about him? So all that he wants is the 10 minutes video. Okay. He wants like 2,000 people to watch it. So he gets some money in that. That's all. But he never thinks about the person who actually sees it. Okay. For example,
That is true. Yeah.
So, you know, how much hurtful that guy would be.
So that example, you know, it is, obviously it is good content. People love it. You know, we laugh at it. But for example, if they're trolling a common man and if that guy watches that video, he'll feel hurtful. His family will feel, you know, weird about him, and the society around him will start looking at him differently.
Yeah, they'll portray him so badly as if he did some, you know, big crime. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, people are raping children and all sitting at home nicely, okay? And a guy who's doing good work, okay? And the guy who's making a content doesn't even know anything about him. Makes a false allegations. Negativity, full negativity. And people are more dumb enough to believe that thing and, you know, go watch that. And they keep spreading, sharing it.
Yeah,
bro.
So nowadays, like, memes kind of control what goes on in the world to a large extent. I mean, to a large extent. If meme creators decide to portray someone as a bad person, that guy, the very second, becomes a bad guy, even though he's trying to be the best. And if they want him to be a really good guy, he's a good guy.
Bro, and people watch that. People want only the bad things.
Exactly.
People only watch. And they never know if it's true or not. Okay, hey, they're telling something bad about him. Oh, it's fun. Come on, let's roast him. Come on, let's just see how he does it.
Hey, me personally, whenever I watch a meme or like, or I look at news, I verify it. I verify it with multiple resources. I research it, then I pass it on. If
bro,
I don't
simple,
research
bro, I'm
about
telling
it,
you. Yeah, simply I'm telling you, I'm making content, okay? I tell people to share. Like, how many people does it? Okay?
Yeah.
Similarly, you tell about trolling a particular celebrity, a particular person.
Exactly, yeah.
The 10th guy who share my content, however, 100 guys will share. Why?
Yeah.
Because that is called content, roasting, negativity. Wow, people, see, look how this guy...
They're kind of attracted towards it.
Yeah, why? But see, at times even we watch that. I can't say I don't. But again, why? Yeah. Why am I watching? At times I think of myself, like, why am I even watching this? When
see,
people do
see,
many
for
good
example,
things.
I just want to say, I don't want to mention the name, but there's a lady, okay? Mm-hmm. She purposely spreads negativity to earn money and to earn attention. And
bro,
she doesn't,
I know about her. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She doesn't care if it's positive or negative attention, but she wants attention.
Bro,
and
I'll tell you,
people,
Twitter account,
one second.
She got,
so people want her to go away from that state, or, you know, many people want her to even die. Okay. But she is still going on. She is already going on. It's like, she's still going on very well because of that negativity. She releases songs. She releases videos. It goes for millions of views because of that negativity. It doesn't matter if it's negative or positive. She got views, she's getting money, she'll make more. And that more, and it'll gain more negativity, more views. She'll become rich.
Bro, even that spreading negativity is one. That's seriously bad. But the kind of post she does, you know, the video she makes, you know, there are something called children's who watch this kind of videos, okay? There are minors. There are, like, majority of the people are watching YouTube are minors. And the way she puts the content in it, all she wants is sexuality, okay? And the way she earns money through it, is it really going to, you know, help you in the future? I'm telling you, God,
that's what I'm
has,
telling you,
know,
she doesn't care about that. And we as people are dumb enough to get attracted not towards her, but like the trolling content or, you know, about trolling it. See, if a meme creator, like meme creators are waiting for these kind of people to post videos so they can take that and post a meme on it. They earn money. The person who got negativity earns money. We here are just keep on spreading it, spreading it, spreading it, and spreading it. Exactly. You don't gain anything out of it.
True. See, I'm telling you, bro. Now, for example, this COVID time's happening. You know, there was a time when in India, this oxygen cylinders wasn't available, right?
To this day, it is like that.
Yeah. So what happened is people started posting stories on Instagram. They're like, if you guys could find out oxygen cylinders, please contact, or, you know, please give your donations like that. That is something good. Okay, fine. They're helping the society.
See, yeah. True. What you brought up is a very good point.
Yeah. And there's another kind of people, you know, false allegations. They're like, hey, send the money here. Send it to this, you know, GPA account. It's very helpful. And what did they do? They use their money for their own selfishness.
Yeah. So what happens, I'll tell you clearly. So there was this, I don't want to tell the organization's name. There was an organization and it became viral. It became famous. Everyone started donating money to it. They were getting more money. They reached the goal and then they set a higher goal. And then they reached that and they do that same thing again. And one day people got to know it was fake, stopped donating, but how much ever money they got it. And they did not supply anything to the society.
Bro, why will they supply, bro? They'll have some reason, like, sorry, money used for something else. That is what I'm telling, you know. You know, when there are times you can get some money from things, they use their brain into that. You know, there's a whole lot of world in around you, okay? You want to think about the positive direction on what to be done correctly. But people are like, no, I don't want to put hard work in all, bro. Come on, please. All I want is smart work. You do your smart work. Do it helpful to the people, but not like this.
But nowadays it's easier. No, it's easier to get famous and get money by being, you know, the villain than the hero.
Yeah, that's what you can. Yeah, anybody can do that, bro. You wear a mask, okay? You wear a mask in front of you. You go anyone and be like, hey, sorry, I want some money. My aunt is sick. People are going to give you. Because some people, you know, they have that humanity themselves till now, till date. I'm telling you, very rare people, they'll be like, very rare. Fine, okay, you want money? Okay, I'll give you. But, you know, just imagine from that point of view, such kind of people are missing right now. And that guy is giving money. But where does the money end up? Liquor shop? Yeah, liquor shop.
Yep.
You use it for games, money for games and for buying some, you know, groceries. Why?
Personal use and jealousy. No, they just want greed, though. It's just greed.
Greed.
Like,
greed.
They see opportunities and they want to take it.
Yeah,
I'm saying, like, if you see an opportunity, you can take it, but if it's, you know, by cheating people or like, you know, taking money away from them without, you know, their permission, like was with their permission, but it was not towards what they actually donated. It went for something else.
That's what. See, where did we start? We started with negativity. We are going with greedy right now. That is how, bro, everything is interconnected. And currently this 2K world we are in right now. Okay. It's even more worse. I'm telling you. They find tricks and, you know, to do anything right now. Because all they want now is, you know, fame, money. Nothing else. You know, because what else?
I mean, I personally know one case. I used to go to a class. And next to that class, there was a company where it was a chit fund company. It's like a fund company. So people used to give funds. So many people, they gave their funds. And few days later, the guy packed up everything, closed the office and went away. There were hundreds of people standing outside that place and waiting for this guy. Where did he go? Where's my money? They were just waiting outside. And I'll tell you, that guy who stole money is not the main guy. There's a guy on top of him. And the guy on top of him is like a rich and a respectable guy in the society. We all know, but we don't know that he's doing this at the back.
I mean, that's what, bro, I'm telling you. There are many ways, you know, to get famous, you know, to do good things to people. But that is not which is happening right now. Because, like, even at times we think, like, why don't we do this, man? It's going to help people. Then after some time, even I take my example. I'll tell myself, I think, okay, fine, man. I should give some donation to these people. Because, you know, they're facing the, you know, the poor people right now. But at times later, I'm like, I don't have that much of money, or I'm not able to do that. But there are some people, you know, they have a lot of money, okay? And they use it for, you know, unwanted business. unwanted stuff, literally unwanted. Like, it's not going to help the society. Bro, what is more important, the society or your greed? Obviously, the society. See, you do with the greed. Yeah.
What happens is, I'll just tell one thing. What happens is, they pluck from the society. They keep taking from the society. What they don't realize is, they are a part of the society.
That's what. True. Very true. Yeah.
And that's going to affect them either way. Like, if the country goes down, the whole, like, if the society goes down, the country goes down. If the country goes down, you're going down with it.
But that is what people don't understand, bro. You know, when they say our India is a developing country. When did they say this? 20 years ago. Now what they're telling, India is again a developing country. Why? Because you're using this kind of money for this kind of shit. Why?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'll tell you one more thing. You remember our respectable PM, he gave, he announced demonetization, right?
Yeah.
And he, why he did that was for a good reason, to get black money back. Yeah, there was a ton of black money, tons and tons of black money now in our circulation of money. And he wanted to get all of that back and change. And sorry, he wanted to get all of them back just because, you know, people were not paying taxes. I'll tell you, only 1.6 or 7, 1.6 percentage of our population pays tax.
Yeah.
Out of how many billions of people?
That's right, bro. That is how it is. And just imagine, okay, it was 4 years back. And imagine those, you know, this lower middle class people, okay? They used to get that daily wages, but they used to work. And overnight, you know, our respected PM, he comes, he just announces it. But those people at that moment, okay, when you just think about it right now, be like, oh shit, I have to give this money to them, the bank, I need to go for it. So they literally have the money, but they can't use it. But meanwhile, some rich guys, they'll be like, hey, what, man, I have that, this much of money, we'll use it for black money later. We keep it some, keep it underground somewhere, keep it above this thing. So that is how people are, bro. And people, if you say you make a video about this lower middle class people and put it in YouTube, okay, you will get max reward, what, 1,000 views. You talk about a rich guy in a society, okay, and what the business is doing, millions of views. Why? Because, and you also never know whether he's doing that business in a proper way. But still, rich is rich, poor is poor. Why can't we interfere in the poor? Because we don't have want to. We don't have time for them. We have time for spreading negativity, for greediness, for all those this stuff, but not for poor people.
So, coming back to our topic, negativity, I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think will stay for longer? Negativity, fame, negativity fame, or a positive fame?
Negative fame will be staying for. I'm telling you, bro, right now I can say, I can take pick up a guy. I can talk bad about him. There are some people who don't even know about him. Okay, they'll be like, oh wow, bro, I never knew that guy is so bad. People will start supporting. I'm telling you, I can cheat right now. I'll go put up a story. My aunt is not well. Please give me some money. People will give. I want that money. No, I'm a negative guy. All I want is money. I don't care if God punishes me or doesn't punish me. All I want is money.
Wait, no. What I'm asking you is, like, negativity fame. Whatever fame you're getting because of negativity will stay longer, or the fame you're getting due to positivity will stay longer. Which one will stay longer? What do you believe?
If you take right now, negativity will stay longer because it's inevitable, bro. You can't. But
I feel the opposite.
To yourself, you know. Yeah, to yourself. Like, when you take it after a lot of time, you know, thinking about it, you'll say, obviously, you work, what do you work for you? For what you work, you get that. So, obviously, positive fame. That is what it is.
So, the thing is, positive fame, for example, I would like to give an example of MGR. You know MGR, right?
Yeah.
MGR, I'll just say for the viewers, he was a former CM of Tamil Nadu, Chief Minister.
Yeah.
He died 1987, I believe.
1987, and, late 90s. Yeah.
To this second, there are like thousands, no, chuck thousands, millions of people talking about him, including us.
Yeah, true.
That's fame earned by popularity, I mean positivity, because of the things he did towards the society and the good things he did towards the society.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other side, if you see, I'm pretty sure there were some negative people during his times. and people don't talk about them anymore.
I mean, that's true. What is, bro, you know, even though you do how much of a good you do, okay, there will be some or the other bad thing inside you. They'll be like, people might not know that, but it's still there inside you. You do how much ever you want. You do welfare activities, you this, that. Still, you'll be having the bit of greed. Hey, why don't I try for this, man? Why don't I get this? I want that also. That will be there. If I'm wrong, you can tell me. But that is how it is.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, people, but nowadays, to be honest, people, if they want to do some good, they have to do some bad. Do you believe that?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because if you do all good, people will suck your wealth and money, your time, your life. They'll suck it out of you. You have to be bad a bit and do some bad to do some good, at least in today's society. But you have to be selfish.
At this time, I just want to give a shout out, I would say, to a celebrity called Sonu Sood, okay? This man, I'm telling you, for the past 1.5 years, 2 years, he's been helping people a lot. I mean, even though he's giving money from his own pocket.
That's not only it. Like, he went down to the war.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, anyone can give money, but going down, working with them, you know, and knowing the feelings of that particular people over there, what they need right now, that is called...
will do that.
Nobody can do it. Bro, you ask me, I won't do. Because I don't know anything, no. All I can do is, okay, fine. I can do donations. That's all I can do, maximum. How can I go and help the people? That is how a proper student or anyone for the reason. But this man, I don't know, God has blessed him with that kind of wisdom and, you know, that power. He comes down. He's helping still now, bro. He's working for his...
To this day, he is. Yesterday, I think I saw his Insta story. He was going down to people and speaking with them, giving them food and money.
Yeah, that is how people are there, bro. And that is all. That is what we wanted to, you know, tell to the viewers watching this podcast. So, what I would like to say to the people who are watching this is, stop spreading negativity. See, I'm telling you, no matter how top guy you are there in your class or your society, whatever it is, when someone is growing up, okay, he's doing good thing, okay, even though you can't help him, okay, please don't talk about him badly, you know, in such, you know, false allegations, you know, spreading negativity, because that is not going to help you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So what you should be doing, let's just say if someone is actually like a bad guy, okay, he's doing some bad stuff. Now, talking about him is just going to help him a bit more. I'm not saying you should not spread news at all, because that's also like if someone dies because of, you know, for example, let's just take George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if someone didn't post that video, they were like, I'm going to ignore this.
Yeah.
The whole movement wouldn't have happened.
True, very true.
Okay. Yeah. And for Jallikattu, for example, if someone just said, okay, no problem. We'll adjust with it and we'll bring in cows from, you know, New Zealand and Switzerland. The whole Jallikattu protest wouldn't have happened. The students wouldn't have come down. So that's why, do not ignore. But at the same time, if it's a small issue, which you should evaluate that problem yourself. And if you think that problem isn't going to, you know, really change the society or, you know, harm the society or anything, you don't need to spread it more to make it famous. Ignore it.
Exactly.
That's the best thing you can do.
That's what, bro. Ignore it. Like, how much ever you can, you know, be away from that is ignoring. Ignore what is happening around you. Be truthful to yourself. Like, you know, okay, I'm doing this to my honesty. Yeah, that's all. That is all we want. Because, you know, at later date, this is all going to give you a blessing. It's just a blessing for you right now. So you just do the good and just avoid the bad thing. That is all I wanted to say. And Ashish, you just want to say something and finish it off?
Yeah.
Anything?
So, yeah. Even if you... I want to speak to both the people who are negative and who are trying to push away the negative. Yeah. Now, whoever is negative, just know that it will come back to you. So, at least try spreading positivity from now on. And if you can't spread positivity, just don't at least spread negativity. Just don't do that. And to the people who are trying to push away negativity or come out of negativity, you can do it. Even if you are like at the rock bottom, you can completely do it. You can come out of it. And I wish you all the best for that.
All that I want to say is spread love, spread peace. And okay, guys, so this was the first episode of Dash Podcast. I hope you guys liked it. Make sure you guys share it with people, and you know, please subscribe to it. So we're coming up with more ideas and podcasts very soon. So stay tuned, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.